two wins for your team. I hadn't been on the field in the week here. To get a doubleheader sweep and both run rule wins, how does that feel to kind of get back on the winning side?
It's good for the girls, and we had a good hitting game, and Buffington pitched really well today. So we were really aggressive on the bases today, and it was a good two games.
Three-inning game, first game. I ended up going to five-inning game, second game. And what were some things maybe that you did today that you hadn't done maybe all year?
We were really aggressive on the bases, and we looked for extra opportunities to take a couple extra bases, and we got a couple of throwdowns today. And
I know it's kind of a struggle at times when the pitchers aren't going in there from the opposing pitcher, but how tough was it for your team to kind of handle that poise there and stay in there, not trying to do anything extra?
We've been struggling with slower pitchers all year. It's kind of hard to slow down, to wait on the timing, and something we've been working on. And when you have a pitcher that's struggling a little bit and you want the girls to kind of get a couple of good hits, with our couple of girls that are really good hitters and really good about watching the ball, I kind of gave them the green light, even though if it's a 3-0 count, and we got a couple of good hits off of that. And sometimes you just kind of have to take what you get, and especially if you want to be a good hitter, you have to be able to hit off all kinds of pitchers, whether they're really good or not so good. So I think some of the girls step up to the plate and took the opportunity today.
What do you do to head into Thursday with Southwestern Heights maybe a little differently?
We just kind of need to clean up our throwing errors, and we have to, get our hitting back to where we were at the beginning of the year, and just bring it all together by Thursday.